That was a great play. The thing you learn very quickly in the NFL, the game's never over until it's over. You have to fight through the emotional highs and the emotional lows week in and week out. We saw that today. You got to stay even keel because you never know what's going to happen. The teams and the players are too talented in this league to kind of take a breath. So you just got to fight through that. We're going to bounce back next week. We had some really positive things today. But we just got to rebound from it.
Kind of like knowing that you had to go down and score a touchdown to win this thing?
Yeah, it puts all the pressure on you. That's why we play this game. That's what makes it fun, to be able to compete in a high-pressure situation where the outcome is either going to be win or you lose. And that's why we do it. That's the ultimate kind of rush of playing football. And we executed there. We didn't execute in overtime. So we're going to look at that, correct our mistakes, and just get better from it.
You look like you took a lot of shots early.
That's part of playing the position.
Yeah, does that happen every week?
It's just part of the deal. They're going to bring pressure. You got to get the ball out, still make completions, and make plays.
You were able to distribute the ball particularly to a lot of different guys today. Is that the plan going in, or are you just finding open guy?
Yeah, just find the open guy. A bunch of people had a lot of catches. So when you have the ability to distribute to numerous guys, have multiple guys make plays for you, just makes your offense more versatile.
You had Justin open in the end zone early in the game, but you're also there was a defender that was kind of right in your face. Did he just make you rush that throw just enough?
It was one of those bang bang plays. I gotta get it over the guy, and I just gotta judge Justin's angle and speed coming out of there. It's almost not really a blind throw, but it is a blind throw. He's coming out from a pile, shooting out, and that's on me. I gotta make that throw. He's too open, but. That didn't kill us, but we would have liked to had a touchdown there on that first drive.
It is about touchdowns when you get inside.
Yeah, it's crucial. The higher percentage of touchdowns you score in the red zone, the more games you're going to win. You can't settle for a field goal when you're on the 1 or 2 or 3 yard line.
Maurice got pressed in extra duty because of injury. How well do you think he picked things up?
Maurice did a great job. He's worked his tail off to come in and be in great shape and play. He knew he was going to play. He did a great job today.
The O-line, you guys had to patch some guys together. Everything seemed to go okay, or what was your impression?
Yeah, we had a couple guys get dinged up. But when guys go down, other guys got to step up and play at a high level. And the guys that came in, we didn't miss a beat.
Allen jumped off sides first play, first drive of the game, hit you. Did you hear a whistle?
Who did?
When Jared Allen jumped off sides.
That was such a bang-bang play. I don't really remember that. It's a while ago.
Well, Eugene had a problem with it, so...
Yeah, and I think the whole team had a problem with it.
How important is it as a team to figure out to get over this kind of...
Yeah, it's, like you said, the key word in that is team. You win and you lose as a team. And we're going to watch film tomorrow. We got a 24-hour rule so we can evaluate this game, see what we need to correct, fix those mistakes. But tomorrow night, we got to move on. Put this behind us, start getting geared towards the team.